Hey friends, this is Josh and Katie Walters.
We've been married for 22 years, have 7 kids, and are on staff at our local church, run a nonprofit out of Togo, West Africa, and have been to hell and back with each other.
We love connecting with couples who want to keep it real, talk about where they are and what they're going through, but who are also committed to growing and getting to a new place.
Like any family, our days are long and the weeks are busy. A good date night can be hard to come by, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood
or a fancy night out. This podcast will tee up a topic each week to help ensure your conversation is building intimacy. Let's jump in.
Each week on the podcast, we'll spend a few minutes introducing a question, let you in on how we processed it, and invite you to go and do the same. Typically, we'll take a few minutes to set you up with a question for your date night. And in this episode, we want to talk about, what was the last thing that I did that made you feel loved?
Do you really think we can talk about that on the podcast?
100.
Is it that kind of podcast?
It's about to be.
It's a great question. I'll tell you why it's such an important question, because oftentimes the things that you do that make me feel loved happen in the thick of life.
Totally.
And a lot of times I don't realize it until after the fact. So whether it was a way that you sacrificed for me, or something you said to me, or something I heard you told someone else about me. Like, there's just been so many different examples that have really made me feel loved that I don't think I've ever closed the loop for you or connected the dots to say, like, hey, when you did this, it made me feel this way.
So loved. I was thinking the same thing, because, you know, we don't talk about these questions ahead of time. We're trying to, like, live process it, just like we're on a date night. And as soon as I knew we were going to answer it, I was like, he's not going to know what I'm going to say, because I never told him after the fact, like, hey, I felt so loved by that. Mm-hmm. So tell me all the things. How did I make you feel loved?
You know, I think there's a couple things that come to mind. First of which is, I think my mind kind of defaults to love language thinking, just to help me recall some things. And I think anytime you prioritize sex, which is
every time we have it,
you know, like, it's a greater need for me than you, and you're on board to make that happen whenever. And so I feel like I know you and I know me, and I see the ways that you accommodate for me. That's a big one, obviously. The second I feel like is words of affirmation for me. Like, when you see and celebrate, like, you're naturally very positive and will, like, ooh and ah over things. And oftentimes I don't do that, and you call me out on it. And I think it's because you're naturally so good at it. I'll see stuff that is done well. In my mind, I'll think, yeah, that's how it should be done. Good job. You know, and you'll
Hell
be like,
girl,
could I get an attaboy? Could I get a hand clap? Could I get a party in the kitchen? Something other than, wow, the dishes are done, you know? And so specifically, I don't know that I recall the last time, but I recall, I feel like.
You better get specific.
I think those two things are the things recently. I mean, there's been a lot of those moments with the house, with communicating, with, you know, fill in the blank, even me picking out an outfit. Occasionally, I think it'll surprise you and impress you. You'll be like, hey, you look great. I'm like, come on.
Thank you. I do look good. It is good for me to hear about the words of affirmation, because obviously I know the physical touch and the sex is important. Mm-hmm. And the funny part is, I mean, I should just throw this out there for anybody listening, but, like, it's not like I don't like it when it's happening, but the prioritizing it is where we have the different, you know, such different.
Because you would prioritize it. It would just maybe be like quarterly or.
Yeah, it might just be like 22 on the list, you know. It would be somewhere, but just not number one
instead
all the time.
10 and 2
yeah,
on the list.
Exactly. But also, words of affirmation is good for me to, like, hear you say again, because I do need to think to say, like, I love that shirt. I like that. I do that with strangers all the time. But I think just focusing on it with you. So my things, you're not even going to know. The first one is that when we were on that podcast and somebody asked us the question of, like, what were you first drawn to or something, I'd never heard you say the whole freedom point. Like, I'd heard you say, you know, you're beautiful, but you were like, she didn't wear any masks. She was authentic. She was free. And I was drawn to that. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. It just made me, like, really want to fight for that.
That's probably still. I don't even think you need to. I called you out on it the other day because when we were talking on the back porch, I don't even remember what it was about, but I think you were feeling kind of bound up and threatened. Mm-hmm. And really what it was an attack on your freedom. And yeah, that like, it's true. One of the things that marks you. And so I feel like when the enemy comes after you, in a lot of ways, it's to question, counter, threaten mm-hmm. the stuff that just comes easy to you, and freedom, joy, positivity. Those are like your...
Yeah, that was so good. Well, I loved hearing that. And then the other thing is even weirder. So I'm at my hairdresser getting my hair done. And I always feel loved if I can go to a hair appointment at like 3:30, because it's a lot of pressure on you. It means like picking up the kids. I'm not going to get home till 6 because it's downtown. And so you're on speakerphone and you called and you started the call. So you're on speaker with a hairdresser and you started the call and said, "Hey, it'd be really great next time you have a hair appointment downtown if..." And in my mind, I just thought you were going to like unload on me. Like if you had dinner ready, if you had a dinner plan, if you, you know, and instead you were laughing at yourself and you're like, "If I remember to pick up Adele," you know, and I was just so grateful and relieved in that moment. Because one, I just was like, didn't want my hairdresser to think you were a jerk, because you're not, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and also I just felt like I do try to have a dinner plan for us every night. It's like something I think mm-hmm. about, but to know that you don't expect it, or you weren't like upset if I didn't have it.
Yeah.
I just felt super loved to have that like grace, you know, in the moment that yeah. you weren't like coming at me.
Yeah. That's really good. Well, I can remember those. I can help you schedule some hair appointments at 3:30.
Yeah.
That's an easy win for me.
Just don't come for your girl. I think that's amazing. It's really hard to be married to me because I really don't like being yelled at ever.
Yeah. I think the bigger principle here, which it'll make for great conversation on date night and hopefully will be some behaviors or things that you can replicate in the future. But the bigger lesson, I think, even in asking the question, is that if you think it, say it. And there's some scripture that speaks to that. Do not withhold good. Mm-hmm. That when you think things, see things, man, say things. It's from an overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if you have the thought like, "Man, it really makes me feel loved when you do this," or or "I see this in you and I really love it."
Yeah.
It helps me remember that, man, there's a lot of times that I think things that are a lot more beautiful, godly, positive, encouraging than I actually say, because my default is critical, can be negative on myself and others. It's not that I don't have the thoughts, but it is often that I don't say the words.
Yeah, that's right. Well, pray for us right now that when we go on date nights, we can tell each other how we feel loved, what they did this week that made us feel loved. I think it will, just like you're saying, increase our gratitude, change our vision for how we see each other.
That so ultimately good. You might go home and make love. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen at the end of your date night.
It is date night.
That's right. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you so much that your eyes towards us are of love. And I know for a lot of folks that can feel confrontive and even challenging. But when you close your eyes, when you think about God's countenance towards you, what do you see? And God, at times I know I want to see a furrowed brow or frustration or disappointment in me, but I know it's because you so loved me that you sent your son. And that's true for every listener, that your countenance towards them is of love and favor, that you delight in them, that you're pleased with them, that they're your son and daughter whom you made in their image. And so I pray that they would first and foremost sense your love and delight in them, and that on this date night, as they process what was the last thing your spouse did that made you feel loved, that it would lead to fun conversation and ultimately might lead in a change in behavior in the future. We could all be a people who are quick to delight in and celebrate our spouse and let them know when they've done something that made us feel loved. And so be with us, help us, have it be a great date night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The question being, what was the last thing that you did that made me feel loved? Share it with your person. Go have a great date night. We'll see you next week.